Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend, Colm Foster, being here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Colm Foster is, he is an executive coach for Dynamic Results, LLC. He's a member of the adjunct faculty at the University College in Dublin. That's right, Dublin, Ireland, and he is the co-author, along with Henry Evans, of a new book called Step Up, Lead in 6 Moments That Matter, and he's our new friend, Colm Foster. Welcome to the show.
I'm very happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, even though you're from Ireland and often are there. You're actually in the United States today, and we're glad you're here. I don't know if you heard my opening segment, Colm, but I was playing off of one of the words in your subtitle, moments, and I was talking about, it's interesting that the subtitle of my new book has the same word in it. You say, lead in 6 moments that matter, and I say, prepare for the moment of relevance. It's not accidental, it's not a coincidence, really, that in the 21st century, in what I call the age of the customer, we're observing a lot of moments, is it?
I think you're absolutely right, and Henry and I were very careful about choosing the idea of moments that matter, and I think moments of relevance, and then Jan Carlson, you may remember in the 80s, who was the head of SAS, the airline, talked about moments of truth, so... Mm-hmm. And it's that idea that you build relationships either with your staff or with your customers in every single moment. You can't let a moment slip by. And when one of these moments that matters comes along, and as we say in the book, you need to know what's going on, how to recognize it. This is one of those moments of truth. You're going to have to step up here. And then, so what do I do? And the book is you know, when we're thinking about writing the book, we're thinking more about trade school than business school. So we want to write a practical book that says, okay, I get it, I understand all this leadership stuff, but what do I do tomorrow morning when I go into that meeting that always goes horribly wrong? What am I going to do different, and why is that meeting going wrong for me? So we wrote this very much with that practical idea in mind, and it's trying to get away. I think you talked about the not grand gestures. We talk about that as leadership with a capital L. You know, I'll be a leader when I get the corner suite. I'll be a leader when I get the big fancy title. I'll be leaders know everything, and leaders are special people, and well, I'm not one of those, so, you know, I'm not a leader yet, but, you know, hopefully someday I will be. And we're trying to get away from that grand gesture.
So you're saying leadership is not a means to an end, it's a way of life.
It's who you are being. Yeah. Absolutely right, yeah. A way of life.
And you're saying that it is that there are leaders, that we need leaders in our organization, up and down in the middle of the org chart.
Absolutely. In fact, the org chart has nothing to do with leadership.
I was in an event the other day. I say the other day, a few months ago, and a guy stood up. We were talking about leadership, and a guy stood up, and he actually said he didn't think managers needed to be leaders. This was an executive in a company, and of course I couldn't let that go. I had to counter that with some sanity, and I said, you know what? Any organization that doesn't spawn and cultivate and foster leadership up and down the organization is an organization that's not going to last. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, because what's going to matter in the future, we talk about this new normal, we're not quite sure, we've come through this horrible, turbulent phase, we had a particularly nasty dose of it in Ireland, and I know that you guys in North America have come through a reset phase, and what's going to happen in the new world is going to require discretionary efforts of staff, it's going to require creativity, It's going to require your salesman out there in the field making decisions day to day, moment to moment, and they're going to have to exercise leadership in how they do that. They can't be coming back to head office looking for some guru in the corner suite who's going to give the answer.
The company can't afford that, Colm.
It's too slow. It's much too slow.
Yes, but and as you say in your book, that the moment is gone. I mean, carpe diem, right? I mean, that's what what you're talking about?
That's absolutely, and you don't even have a DM. You don't have a day. You have a moment.
Right. It's not. You know, the security people, the internet security people, talk about 0 day. You know, where you identify a threat and you solve it, but by the end of the day, with it, it's just a 0 day response. I think today we've got 0 minute, maybe, or something like that. So, all right, let's talk about some of the six moments that you talk about. Give us the first one. You say is get angry, not stupid. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, anger is one of the most misunderstood emotions. People try not to get angry, and people have anger coached out of them. Anger is an emotion. It's not good or bad. It just is. What anger provides are two very, very important, useful phenomena. They narrow your focus, and they increase your confidence. Mm-hmm. So once you have developed a decent plan, and anger is not a good emotion in which to develop plans, but once you've developed your plan and you want to move people to action, you want to stop them analysis paralysis nonsense. You want to, look, we have an idea now, and we want to go out of here and make this thing work. I want to fire people up and fire them out of target. Anger is intelligently used, anger is a good way to achieve exactly that.
Well,
the problem is, most people, when they get angry, they get stupid. They act out of anger.
You're saying find yourself in control with your anger. And one of the things that anger sort of, I like the way you said it helps you focus. You get focused when you're angry, and I agree with that. Another thing that it does is it installs a sense of urgency. What do you think?
That's it, absolutely. And if you want people to stop talking around the problem and to go act, and we talk about an 80% plan, 100% implemented, beats 100% planning any day of the week.
Yeah.
And
so,
in the fast world that you're talking about, Jim, we don't have time for 100% plans. We need to act.
Are you seeing a diminishing of sense of urgency in the marketplace these days, like I am?
Well, do you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing diminishing capacity to act fast, and I think it's...
That's part of what I'm talking about, yeah.
And it's partly because people have too much of a sense of urgency that they begin to spin. They begin to panic and spin and lose focus.
I'm seeing it, Colm, as just a lack of a sense of urgency. And I don't know whether it's because people haven't been given they've been given the authority, but maybe, or the responsibility, but maybe not the authority. I don't know.
I know one thing.
We have, with the younger generation, the Gen Ys, we need to help them with their sense of urgency. And I'm not. That's just a coaching thought, there, folks. Not a pejorative statement at all. Colm Foster is the co-author of Step Up, Lead in 6 Moments That Matter. We're going to talk about more of those moments after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.